This message from God's Word is being brought to you by Brother Cody Boston at the Scenic Hills Church of Christ in Pensacola, Florida. In this short lesson, he reviews all the lessons about Jesus is. And now, Brother Boston.
This evening, we're going to do a little re-examining. We're going to go back through everything we've discussed to this point in time. Now, don't worry, we're not combining the length of everything. We're just going to talk about it very, very briefly. So we began back on January the 8th and discussed a theme for the year of being third, of putting God first, of putting other people second, and of putting ourselves third. We also talked about the fact in that theme that we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And then we went on a course of studying different descriptions and titles of Jesus. And we talked about all of these different things, hoping that we could strengthen our love and our commitment for our Savior. Knowing that if our love for Christ is so strong that no one can break it down and nothing can break it down. Knowing that if our love for Christ is this amazing and powerful thing, that we will put God first. That we will put other people second and put ourselves third. So with that in mind, let's go back on this study together. Colossians 3, verse 17 says, "And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Everything we do in word or deed is all through the name of Christ. And we talked about the names of Jesus, so let's go back and look at these. The first week we talked about Jesus is. That's all we talked about. If you wanted to give it a description or a title of Jesus that week, you could say Jesus is hope. Jesus is hope. Because we talked about being in the midst of a storm there in Mark chapter 4 and how the apostles were scared and Jesus was sleeping. The apostles were so scared by the storm, they forgot that the Savior was in the boat with them. And so Jesus walks out and He calms the storm. He provided hope. Just like for us, He provides hope. You and I, doing everything we can in the name of Jesus, we think of the fact that Jesus is hope. We need to start telling people about that hope. Showing people who this Jesus is. The next week we talked about Jesus is the humble servant. And we talked about the washing of the apostles' feet. And that includes every apostle from, you've got Peter who was going to deny Him. And then you've got Judas who betrayed Him. And Jesus knew He was going to betray Him. And it says at that point in time when Jesus was going to wash their feet, that Judas had already purposed in his heart to betray the Savior. So this was already going to happen, and Jesus still washed His feet, showing to all of us that there's no limit on who we serve. Everybody deserves our service. It doesn't matter how mean they are. It doesn't matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter how they treat you. They deserve you to be kind to them. And that's what Jesus is telling us. He was a humble servant. If we want to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, in word and in deed, then we need to start being humble servants of God above. The next week we moved on and we talked about Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He provides peace that nobody else can provide. And if you're outside of Jesus, guess what? You're outside of that peace. And so you've got to get into Jesus to be able to receive that peace in your life. And then we talked the next week about Jesus is the way. There is no other name on heaven or in heaven or on earth by which man should be saved. Jesus is the way. There is no other way to heaven. There is no way greater than the way made by Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. Remember, we shared the story of Gatlinburg. Who are we going to ask? People who've never been, or someone who not only has been, but built the way. Jesus has been to heaven, so let's only ask Jesus how we can get to heaven. And tune out all the other voices. We then moved on and talked about Jesus is the true vine, which means there are many false vines. But in a false vine, there is no source of life. Jesus is the one true vine in that He provides all the branches, you and I, with the nutrients that we need to live. Not just that, but God is the vine dresser in that He pulls out the cobwebs and pulls back other branches so that you can do your purpose of bearing fruit for the Savior, bearing fruit for the kingdom. Jesus is the one true vine. We then moved on to Jesus is the master teacher. Jesus is the master teacher. And we talked about how there was no one better at teaching than Christ. He taught in so many different ways. He taught in parables, right? We talked about how not only did He teach in parables, but He taught amongst conflicts. He taught in sermon form, and He taught in conversation form. And finally, He taught by example. You and I, if we want to do everything in word and deed to give glory to God, we got to do it in the name of Christ, in that we have got to direct them to the master teacher. We've got to teach other people, but not with our words and not with our outlines and not with our message. We teach other people with the message of Jesus Christ, because He's the master teacher. Then last week we talked about Jesus is the great physician. The great physician. His specialty, remember, is that of our spiritual heart. He was concerned about the inside of man. Remember when He goes and he talks to the scribes and Pharisees and He says to them time and time again, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." And He says, on the outside, you look like this. On the outside, you look good. But on the inside, and it was something hideous and terrible. And Jesus is basically saying, I'm concerned about the inside. I don't care how good you look on the outside. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how much hair you have or do not have. I don't care if you had to get braces and you're concerned now because so-and-so won't like you anymore because you have braces. He says, I don't care how you look. I don't care what color your hair is. I don't care if you have dimples that are really big or really small. I don't care if you have a certain birthmark that looks different than everybody. I only care about your soul. That's what I care about. And for you, He says to you, I don't care about all this other stuff. I care that you're taking care of your spiritual heart. He's the great physician. And we talked about in Matthew chapter 9 all the different people that the great physician came into contact with and was able to heal. And I mean, there were so many that we talked about during that lesson. I'm going to pull it up real quick just to kind of go back over those, because it all comes back to us. Remember, we talked first about the diseased and how he gave the healing to the diseased. The prescription for diseased is your sins. Focus on the sins. Don't focus on the disease you're facing physically. To the disliked, He says, follow Me. Don't worry about what other people say, but follow Me. To the disenchanted, don't worry about what your expectations are. Start living by My expectations, no one else's. He says, to the dead, not dead. The physical death is not the end. There's more. He says to the desperate, your faith is what's important. He says to the disabled, your faith is what's important. He says to the demon-possessed, cast out. They're gone. And remember, we talked about that part, and we talked about how in 1 Corinthians, you know, it talks about there's nothing that we're going to be faced with that we cannot overcome. Casting out demons was a miraculous effort. It wasn't something that everybody could do. It was miraculous. And so when we say there's no demon possession today, what we mean by that is we can't battle demons on our own. And there's no one physically here that can cast those out. So God's not going to challenge us with something that we cannot take on. He's not going to expect us to overcome that. But we do battle someone who is very, very strong every single day. And that person's the devil. And to the devil, we are able to have victory there, because the same way that Jesus defeated those demons, in the same way He defeats the devil. Jesus is the great physician. And then today we concluded our talk with Jesus is the Savior. Not just the Savior, He's my Savior. Let's make it personal. He is every person in here, He is your Savior. He died for you and He died for me. And we talked today a lot about the cross of our Lord and what that means for us using the book of Galatians. So this evening I want to ask you this. What are you going to do about it? Does any of this mean anything at all to you? Does it matter that Jesus set the example of how to be a servant? Does it matter that Jesus is the great physician, or are you going to still seek your medicine somewhere other than Him? Does it matter that Jesus is your Savior and died for you? If it does, I've got a challenge for you. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Brothers and sisters, if it matters at all to you that Jesus is who He says He is, that Jesus is our great physician, that Jesus is the way, the one and only way, that Jesus is the humble servant, that Jesus is the master teacher, that Jesus is my Savior and your Savior, that Jesus is. Does it matter at all? And if it does, are there some things that you need to make right? Are there some things you need to make right? This evening, if you've never obeyed the gospel, Jesus died so that you could. He died to give us the opportunity to go to heaven. It is an opportunity, it's a blessing. It's something that we can have now because He chose to die on the cross for us and to rise from the grave. This evening, if you've never obeyed the gospel, what are you waiting for? There is no better time than now. We're not guaranteed any other time than what we have right now. So why not make the greatest and most important decision that you will ever make in your life and come forward. Confess that you truly believe Jesus is the Son of God. Be baptized into the blood of Christ so that it may wash away your sins. And you can leave here being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Or maybe you're here this evening and you've been distracted. You've forgotten all the things that Jesus is and all the things that He did for you. And you want to make your life right this evening after realizing how much you matter to Christ. Then you can come forward and we can pray together and you can get whatever help you need from the Lord and from us. And together we'll get through whatever you're having to deal with right now as a church family. If you have any need, I pray that you come as we stand and as we sing.
This message has been brought to you by the Scenic Hills Church of Christ in Pensacola, Florida. For questions, comments, prayers, or Bible study, please call, mail, or email us, or visit us on the internet at scenichillschurchofchrist.org. God bless.